Hey, Bruce.
Yes.
Hey, this is Stephen with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, Stephen. How you been?
Not too bad, not too bad. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to circle back and touch base with you. I know we did some financing with you back in February of 2015. I believe you worked with Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, circle back and check in with you, see how you're doing. You know, we have some additional opportunities for additional funding.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. We're busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Hanging in there. Trying to make a living. Work too many hours.
Yeah.
We're doing all right right now, you know. I mean, I've thought about it a couple times. I'm hoping that it's also a handy thing to have. Just sometimes I hope the fees are the length of the loan could go out a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they've changed some of that, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know.
Yeah, some of them are off top, you know.
Yeah.
They mount back in 6 months, you know. Heavy.
Yeah. I mean,
I get it.
Yeah, we have gotten some, you know, we've got some additional programs. And, you know, as a returning customer, usually, you know, terms are typically longer and, you know, rates are lower and, you know, application fees, there's none of that. So if that's something you're...
Yeah, I wouldn't mind knowing an updated version.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it was always like, you know, I mean, you'd borrow 30 and you'd have to pay between extra fees, you know, 12 back or 11.
Yeah.
You had 6 months to do it, you know, and you go,
yeah,
that's really heavy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but like I said, at that time, that I didn't have a lot of choices, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I mean, but the thing is that every time, you know, that, you know, comes back, it was, you know, the last time the lease went out 9 months.
Uh-huh.
You know, and stuff. But I think they did waive half the fees or, well, what they said half the fees were, you know. That was always my biggest thing, you know. I lost a lot of money to borrow. You know, and I mean, I don't mind paying a fair shake, but, you know, I was paying like 30, 35, 40%, you know.
Yeah.
For a very short time, you know.
And yeah.
That was my biggest thing. I ain't saying, but like I said, I was, you know, it helped out at work, and I paid my, I countered my debt, you know. So.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know that if it came to that point again, I could call up.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, and like I said, sometimes now I get a little, now that I'm a little bit more established in the, with my whatever you want to call it. It's just that you say to yourself, you know, I gotta, you know, I don't want to give it all away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so see, like I said, you know, and it's, but like I said, if you wanted to email me, you know, some sort of updated thing, because there's times, because I've been buying a lot of log lots, I've been putting a lot of money out. If it wasn't costing too much, you know, the fast turnaround. And there was times, you know, like right now, I'm looking at a log lot, it probably cost me about $50,000,
$60,000.
Yeah. But I might not be able to turn it around for, you know, a year.
Yeah.
You know, with contractors and, you know, the market, you want to sit on some stuff for a while.
Yeah, so you're sitting on it and waiting for a payback that's, you know, a year away.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, and the thing is that, you know, a lot of us right now, we're just cutting and stuff like that, and it's nice to be able to say, yes, I can do this.
Yeah.
Even though it might cost, if I borrowed 60 and it might cost me 10 in a year, you know, a year program or something. You know, it's stuff that you might be able to take and, you know, figure into it.
Yeah.
But if it costs you, you know, I borrowed 60 and it cost me $22,000 more or something, you know, and I have like 6 months and it comes out every week, you know.
Yeah.
Or every day. I don't know how they got it now. Every day it was. And so it's like, you know, sometimes that, you know, you have to really think about it, you know. Because you don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble with the bank department. I don't want to get, you know, you always try to make sure there's cash flow. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so. But, yeah, like I said, if you have different programs, I don't mind getting emails. I do look at them. Maybe Kevin sends stuff once in a while, so.
Yeah, I could shoot you an email with all my information, and we can just you know, look over some options, you know, that you know we may or may not go with. Or, but let me just check real quick. Is the best email to reach you are davisbr@frontiernet.net?
You want me to read it? Probably that's the only one.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is okay. So typically. All you would have to do is send me your most recent three bank statements, and that's all I need to look at the different options. And so I can, and you can just reply directly to the email that I send you, and we can work from there and see what we got.
Okay, Steve.
All right. Hey, it was good.
Appreciate
it was good talking to you. Yeah, have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too, bud.
All right, thanks. Bye.